This is the local VK5 news segment.
Good morning. This is Steve, VK5 SFA. The following announcement pertains to the Adelaide VK5 RSF DMR repeater. The licensee and owner of the repeater has decided to terminate the service effective immediately due to ongoing costs. We hope you have enjoyed the service for the past 5 years. As there is no replacement planned, we recommend the use of personal hotspots should you wish to continue to access the DMR network into the future. This has been Steve, VK5 SFA.
And let's hear from the South East Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, with this week's news from the South East Radio Group. This week, some of our members will venture up to the Valley Lake area here in Mount Gambier to begin setting up for the Legend of the Lakes Hill Climb, which will be run from Friday the 30th of October to Sunday the 1st of November inclusive. We have several kilometres of Cat 5 cabling to run up and down the hill so that our video cameras, located along the course, can capture all of the action and stream it back to the hut, where two of our very capable female members will be switching from one camera to the next so that each car can be tracked all the way up the hill. This vision will be shown on the large video screen in the pit area and one up the hill at the caravan park, where the only spectator point will be this year because of COVID restrictions on crowd numbers. We have shelters to erect on the side of the hill at 4 or 5 points to keep our dedicated observers out of the weather. There are radios and antennas, along with batteries, to be set up each morning and tested before the event starts. Then at the end of each day, they must be collected and put safely away, and the batteries recharged in readiness for the next morning. We need to cart TVs and monitors to the track from our club rooms, tables and chairs for the comms hut, spools of cable, etc. The antenna for the video needs to be mounted on a cherry picker and raised high into the air, and the list goes on. Meanwhile, volunteers from the South East Automobile Club will be erecting truckloads of water-filled safety barriers along the course, erecting gazebos, scaffolding for video platforms, deploying the portable toilets, and a myriad of other jobs that have to be done prior to the event. The amount of prep that goes into this weekend is enormous, and it would be impossible to achieve if it were not for the many volunteers who selflessly come back each year to get the job done. It's a credit to all concerned, and now rates as one of the best hill climbs in the country. This statement is made based on the comments of people who have come along and have been to major events overseas, and who, therefore, have premium world events to compare it with. One international competitor has also rated the event very highly. All of this sounds a bit off topic, doesn't it? But it really shows just one of the many ways that we can show the general public what we can do. Although we really enjoy being a part of the event, it is also a chance to showcase our hobby, and it gives us a bit of practice at operating portable, and perhaps gives us a bit of a taste of what an emergency situation may be like as well. Thank you for listening to my ramblings each week. You do listen, don't you? Or do I need to shout to wake you up? Hi, hi. I will close, as usual, by informing you that the members of the South East Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week. And, of course, I say 7-3 from Serge.
And now let's hear from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Good morning, folks. This is Phil, VK5SRP, with the latest news from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society. Lunches at the Blackwood RSL are on the 2nd and 4th Friday of each month. The November lunches will be on the 13th and the 27th of that month. You can book for the lunch at the RSL on 8278 6253 or via email at rslbwod@bigpond.com. The RSL would like us to book for the Friday lunches a day or two before the actual day, so they have an idea of how many will be attending. The October general meeting was well attended, and we had more show and tells than we could run on the night, The plan is to present these at the AGM on the 18th of February. At the November meeting, Brian, VK5VI, will present a presentation on the Southeast Radio Group's linked repeater network. This will be interesting to many as it's a complex network with a lot of history. Soon it will be extending its reach into Western Victoria. I've had several requests to restart the regular videoing of the general meetings, and I'm looking for someone to do this again. It would be easier for the person if we had two or three people who would like to do this, and we could have a roster to make it easier on those doing this. Our use of the kitchen in the club rooms has been liberalised, and this will make catering for the general meetings easier. At the last committee meeting, we decided we would not have a Christmas dinner this year. The logistics of this are difficult due to the COVID restrictions. Instead, we're planning to have our January picnic on Sunday, the 17th of January, at the Marion RSL, and like last year, it will be free to financial members. It will be about $10 for non-members, including your partners who are not financial members of AHARS. I will be calling for registrations when we finalise the arrangements with the RSL. I'm still looking for someone to take over the club history records from Lloyd Butler. Lloyd has turned 96 and he says he's done his bit now and it's time for a younger person to take over. If you would like to take over this important task, please email me and I'll send you the letter Lloyd has sent to the committee. Richard Page, VK5FSCR, has set up a WiseX access point on Southern York Peninsula. Email me for more details, or phone Scruff as he likes to be called, on 0428 155 974. My email address is vk5srp@wia.org.au. That's all for this week, 73.
Now, news from the Northeast Radio Club.
Well, hello again, everyone. This is Les, VK5KLD, with this week's news from the Northeast Radio Club. Well, last Friday night, we had the first real meeting of the Northeast Radio Club for some time, and it was at our club rooms at Modbury. And it was a technical night, and as well as the 24 or 25 people that were present, we also had a few members online streaming, and they could see what was going on, and we could see each of them, so that was very well set up, and hope that the people online enjoyed it all. And the topic for the night was balance, and we had a couple of videos which were live streamed so that the people online could watch them. And after those videos, there was a couple of presentations, one by Trevor, VK5ATQ, and the other one by Stuart, VK5STU. So thanks very much, gentlemen, for the extra follow-up on the videos and explanations about balance. It was very, very good. Then after the technical side of the meeting, there was a bit of a celebration. One of the members of the Northeast Radio Club becomes an octogenarian tomorrow. And so there was candles and muffins and singing of happy birthday. So that was all very good. And thanks to everybody for doing that for me. I couldn't blow out the candles, though. They were in that lantern thing. So, I don't feel the age, but you never know. So, thanks for everybody's thoughts. Now, don't forget all the other things that the Northeast Radio Club does during the week. There's the Coffee Corona Club Net on Houghton Repeater at 9 a.m. on Wednesdays. And then at 10 a.m. you can go along to the Tea Tree Gully Library and have the real coffee meeting. So those two events are on Wednesdays, and hope everybody gets to enjoy those. And of course on Friday afternoons at 5 p.m. on the linked repeater system, there's the F-Troop Net. So come on up at 5 o'clock and have a chat to the people. It's usually a good social gathering. We have a couple of rounds, and one of them is a special subject that Tony picks, and we can have a good time talking about the subject of the day. So that's the F-Troop Net, every Friday afternoons at 5 p.m. on the linked repeater system. Well, that's all for this week. 73s and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
And that's the VK5 news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au.